Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. Dave and Jacqueline bring you up close and personal to the innovators, creative minds, and contributors in and around technology, STEM education, and STEM-related career fields of the future. Visit our website at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. There you will find our broadcasts with guests from all across the technology spectrum, our social media handles, and related content. So sit back with Dave and Jacqueline as they serve up Technology Espresso fast, hot, and intense.
Hello, let's talk STEM. It's time for another STEM information podcast, what we call a SIP here on Technology Espresso. And let's talk about monitors, not people who monitor the room like test monitors, but more about screens, big screens, gaming screens. I came across an article out of popularmechanics.com. And it talks about Samsung's new 49-inch curved monitor. They describe it as Samsung's absurd new curved monitor. It says it will drown you in screen. So you've heard of surround sound. Now there's surround screen. It's a 32:9 gaming monitor. And they said it's beautifully monstrous. So when they describe it like that, it makes you want to see one, maybe even want to have one. And it's funny, this article is tagged by 32,000 viewers on Facebook and Twitter and across social media. So that just speaks to the volumes of gamers that news like this makes their day. But the reality is the reason why I'm sharing this with you is just once again sharing with you just how far technology and engineering and science, all of that, and even the math around how big these screens are, how it dominates our world, and it's just showing you how far, how extreme, how disruptive. It's breaking and literally bending all of the rules. And that's exciting. And I just want to kind of keep giving you these little tidbits until you are thoroughly convinced that this STEM thing isn't just a fad or a trend or a buzzword. It's the new economy. It's all about digital. It's about technology. It's about innovation. And I say that because deep inside all of us, there is some inspiration for an invention, however big or small. A young man was the one who created what they call the super soaker, the big cannon like water gun. You know, it's the mother of all water guns. It took someone to sit and say, well, if small is good and big is better, then what about a cannon size water gun? So it's all about problem solving. And we all know that there's plenty enough problems to go around. And there's also a lot of solutions. So it's time to really just appeal to people. You know, I know innovating and being an entrepreneur, those are being bantered around a lot. What we want to hear more of is also inventors. You know, innovating is kind of the soft side of inventions, but just hardcore inventions, getting patents for things that you design and things that you create, concepts can even be patent. Would like to see a surge in minority patent holders. So, going full circle, I started out, my little teaser was around this Samsung screen. Let me tell you how absurd it is. You know, the article goes on to say, is it ever possible to have too much screen? Samsung's new curved gaming monitor may have the answer. The 49-inch with a 32x9 display may in fact be too large to fit on your desk. But if you can make room for it, you'll get the sort of ludicrous wraparound view that can only be rivaled by strapping a headset to your face. It says with a resolution of 3840 by 1080, the CHG90 is effectively two high-definition displays that have been fused together and curved. So while, yes, it is unspeakably large, it actually has less pixels than a 4K display, which means it should require a supercomputer to game on it. It says it would obviously be ideal for racing sims and other games that support multi-screen mode. But you might be hard-pressed to find many games that actually support this wild 32x9 aspect ratio in a satisfying way. You could, of course, always just put on a full-size movie next to your full-size game if you're so inclined. So, also, you can look at a whole heck of a lot of Excel all at once. So it's not just about gaming. And ironically, they take a picture of one of the largest, probably Excel sheets ever to be displayed on one screen. And actually, if you're not online, if you visit our website and look for this episode, I'll attach a picture of this crazy looking Excel sheet on this huge screen. It says the CHG90 is available for pre-order today for a princely sum of $1,500. That might cost more than your computer itself, but it seems fun if you can afford it and if you can fit it on your desk. So that was a quick just snippet about just technology and pushing the envelope. And I challenge you to push yourself, especially when it comes to inventing and patents and being on the leading edge and coming up with new ideas. You know, we often talk about thought leaders. Well, what is the output of that thought leadership? What are you creating? What tangible things do you have to show for it? So I look forward to hearing maybe some of your inventions, some of your intended inventions, where you are on your journey. Bring it to an episode of Technology Espresso. We always say our mic is open to everyone who has a story or a journey to share. Tell us where you are on that spectrum of innovation and invention. Well, that's all for now. Look forward to hearing from you. Thanks and bye.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyespresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.